1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Our second lesson this morning, we go to Genesis 22, 15 through 18. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice."
Precious Lamb came to redeem us, heaven's dawn broke through the night just to be with us. You came to earth, yielding your life, carried the weight of our sin and strife just to be with us. With us. hearts just to be with us. Last part with me.
I just was informed that we ran out of bulletins. So if you see someone on a row without a bulletin, hand them back and share with the person. If you have someone to share with, share. And look around, make sure everybody's got one. They need one. It's a good problem to have. It's great. We're glad that you're all here. And all right. For our third lesson, as we look at God's promises unfold, we look at Isaiah 11, 1 through 10. Through the prophet Isaiah, God promises the coming peace of the Messiah and the new heavens and the new earth. Let's read this. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. The righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy and all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse, he shall stand as a signal for the peoples. Of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. Would you stand and open your hymnal to hymn 160 and sing together, "Lo, How Rose Air Blooming." Be seated. Lesson 4. Through the prophet Micah, God foretells the glory of Bethlehem. From Micah 5, 1 through 5. Now muster your troops, O daughter of troops. Siege is laid against us. With a rod they strike the judge of Israel on the cheek. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock, and the strength of the Lord and the majesty of the name of the Lord is God, and they shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. Would you stand again and open your hymnals to hymn 167. O sing a song of Bethlehem. seated. Now we come to lesson 5, where God's angel announces the birth of the Christ to the shepherds. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased."
Long lay the world
And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Let's stand together and sing. Singing hymn 132, "Angels We Have Heard on High." Lesson 7, when God leads the Magi to Christ. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them, Where is the Christ to be born? And they told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. You may remain seated and sing hymn 166, We Three Kings.
Bitter perfume, breathes a life of gathering.
Our final lesson reading comes from John 1, 1 through 18, where the Apostle John unfolds the mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and he came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known."
All is well, all is
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to invite the children to come down for our Advent lesson. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? Hey. Glad you're here. Hey. Yeah. All right, have a seat. Here you go. Right over there. All right. Find a space. Hey, Mila, why don't you sit right here? Scoot down. Scoot down. There we go. That's your spot right there. All right. Oh, my. All right. Y'all scoot in. There you go. All right. Might just have to take a knee or something. I don't know. Let's huddle in. Huddle up. Anyway. It's so good to see y'all. I love your... That's great. Well, our verse that we're going to read, I'm going to read it and see if you can guess. Maybe you've read the bulletin. Before I read the verse, let's say, okay, so we're kind of counting down, aren't we? Counting down to Christmas. And we're lighting these candles to remind us of who God is and what He's doing and why He came. And so the first candle we lit was what? Do y'all remember? Promise candle. And then what's the next one? Close. Yeah. The next one was. What was it, Mila? Hey, I appreciate y'all raising your hand. It's love. I mean, no, it was the light. And this, see, I didn't know it either. I got mixed up. So promise, light, and then today is love. Before I read, would somebody, who wants to, I got two figures to put into our manger scene. Okay. Okay, who hasn't gone yet? Because I... Okay. Okay, you two guys right here. All right. Oh, come on up. Here, you put Joseph in. And Luke, you put Mary. Just pick where they should go. In the right in there. Okay. Where do they need to go? Good job. All right, y'all have a seat. That was very good. We have Mary and Joseph. There's someone still missing, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's coming, right? Okay, good job. All right, so we have Mary and Joseph in there. Now, that's very fitting because we're talking about love. Do Mary and Joseph love their baby? Yep. Do your parents love you?
Yes.
How do you know that they love you? They tell you? That's good. You want your parents to tell you that, right? They tell you they love you. What else? How else do you know they love you? How else do you know that they love you? How else do you know? They tell you, what else do they do? Do they do anything to show that they love you? Do they show you that they love you? Yeah? What? Hug you, kiss you, what?
Yeah.
They do. They do. That's good stuff, right? Loves and snuggles and kisses. But they also do other things, too. They do things like fix your lunch, don't they? And make sure you get ready for bed. Are they always happy about doing that? No? We got some honesty up here. You know what? I want you to, here's my lesson this morning. Here's what I want you to realize. That someone I heard someone recently say that, you know you really love someone when you feel their burdens. When taking care of them and being their life affects your life, it kind of inconveniences you. And y'all know that if you got brothers and sisters, because sometimes it's hard to love your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Right? You feel it. You got one back there that's stinky, don't you, Mila? Yeah. But listen. But I want you to hear this. Like, your parents love you, and they love you because they tell you. You know they love you because they hug on you and give you kisses. And you know they love you because they do everything to take care of you. They lay down their lives for you. They take your burdens, your needs, your hurts, and they think about them, and they pray about them, and they take care of you. And that's love, right? Okay, now, how do we know that God loves us? We're going to say John 3:16. What is it? Let's say it together. God so loved the world that what? He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God tells us that He loves us because I love you. He shows us that He loves us by taking care of us, providing, but He bore our burden. He gave His Son. Jesus went to the cross so that you and I may be restored to Him. He really, really loves us. He tells us and He shows us and He bears the burden of our sin that we may be restored and reconciled to Him. He doesn't just say it, He shows it. And He bears your burden on the cross, but every day God bears your burdens, loves you, takes care of you, even better than mom and daddy. He takes care of mom and daddy too. Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful. He loves you even more than your parents. That's true. All right. So, who has not? Mason, you haven't done this yet. You didn't get to sit. I'm gonna let you draw the candles. All right, so here we go. There's two more times. We got time. Okay, so here we go. Let's start. That's a good question. Maybe I just have to try again and again and again. There you go. All right, Mason. Let's do the got the promise. And then the light. And then last what? Love. There you go. Like that. There you go. We'll blow it out. There you go. All right. Next week. I like your eagerness. All right. We're going to pray. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank You that You love us so much. And we don't have to doubt that. Because You entered the world, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, You gave Your Son. You saw that we were overwhelmed by sin and the fall, and there was no other way to set us free. And so You entered the world to bear the burden of our sin and to endure wrath for our sake. You did this. And we know You love us. You did it because You love us. And we know without a doubt that You love us and will love us to the end. That You did all this so that we may be restored, set free from sin. You did all this so that we may see You face to face and dwell eternity with You, with all of Your people forever. We give You thanks. Help us all to believe this, especially these children, to never doubt Your love for them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't go back to your... They do that. Yes. All right. Thank you so much. Let me pray. Lord God, we thank You for time to sing praises to You and to revel in Your goodness, to revel in the reality of Your coming into this world to set Your people free. Lord, thank You. Thank You for seeing that this is the story from the very beginning, the story that it was not a plan B or C, but this was Your plan from the beginning, and we see it just today as we read the Scriptures, Your story unfold and culminating in Christ, His coming, and His coming again. We pray that You would set apart these elements of the Lord's table, the bread and the fruit of the vine. We pray that You would consecrate them and use them as we partake of them together as Your people to strengthen us in this reality, to help us know that you really did come and you really did offer yourself for us. As we take the bread and drink of the cup, that we would recognize that our sins are forgiven, that your promises all come true in you, Lord Jesus, that you are truly God with us, and you will never leave us nor forsake us. Nothing can separate us from your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we were singing, the one verse that really stood out to me was, "And the weary world rejoices." The weary world rejoices. I got it right the first time. I shouldn't have said it again. I was tempting fate. We come every Sunday. Living in a weary world. We come feeling the weight of sin, the weight of other people's sin. We come seeing the 24-hour news cycle and the hurt. We see and feel in a way we never have before as humanity, how nature groans. But Christ has come. And in the weariness and in the hurt, this is true. Christ has come. There's joy. There's peace. There's a hope of righteousness and glory forever. This meal is to remind us, as we gather together, as long as you come together and gather together in my name, eat and drink, remembering his death. He really did pay the price. He really did go to the cross. He really did rise on the third day. The battle, the ultimate burden you and I have has been taken off of us. Christ has borne it. And so even in the weariness, even in the hurt, we have joy in that and a sure hope of that he is coming again. As you take of this meal, yes, contemplate the reality of your sin. Contemplate people you might need to be reconciled with. Contemplate the fact that you need forgiveness. But also, as you take and taste, realize that Christ has paid for your sins. He has forgiven you. If you trust in him, you're forgiven. If you trust in him, you're secure. So this meal is meant, brothers and sisters in Christ, to strengthen you and give you assurance of that beautiful reality. If you were here and visiting and you're not sure of these things, we ask you not to partake. But to to consider that the beauty of what we just sang about, that it's, could it be true? If it's true, could it be true for you? And we'd love to talk to you about that. But those in Christ, we ask you to come and partake and be assured that this gospel message, this good news, is for you. Let's join together and take the meal together. The night which he was betrayed, after giving thanks, Jesus broke the bread and gave it to his disciples. As I'm ministering in his name, give this bread to you. He said, take and eat. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink from it, all of you. I invite you now to stand and sing our closing hymn, Joy to the World, hymn 125. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. May your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and he will surely do it. Amen.